I am Mr. Recording Man, and I'm doing the big recording on your ass.
Tess, the 50-foot woman.
And if you think I won't record on your ass, you're sorely mistaken, and you're gonna get a very nasty surprise.
I wanna rock! What song is that from?
That song is from...
AC/DC?
What do you mean? What do you mean, what's it from?
What song is that from?
Oh, it's from the song
rock.
I Wanna Rock, in parentheses, after that, please.
Yeah.
You gotta fight for your right to rock, please.
Anyone watch the play-in games yesterday? There's one happening right now.
Little bit of it, and I'll tell you, Mr. Jason Tatum dropping a 50-piece on their heads was...
50-piece McNuggets, wow. Yeah.
That's right. Please don't make me talk about the 50-piece McNugget bucket.
I got some of that residual, I got a little barbecue sauce on my shirt here.
You lactated barbecue sauce from seeing that?
Yep, from my center titty.
Seeing the
wow,
his third tit,
the rarest of all the titties,
like Clerks.
Wow, that's so fucking beautiful, man!
Didn't she have three nipples in Clerks?
I probably told the story, but
which part?
My drama teacher told a story that when his son was being born, he was in like the waiting room, and he sympathy lactated.
Oh, and he was
he was getting really emotional.
I've heard of this.
Story. Yes. And we were all like, ew. And it was like a nice story. He was like a great guy. And he was like opening up to us. And we were like, ew, what?
But why would you think that would be the audience for that story? Like, I'm nearly 40 and I'm not mature enough to handle that story. So I wouldn't go telling it to some teens.
The first game, I did watch kind of a lot of the first game. They were being so stupid. The game was awful.
First game, I was really disappointed. What did the Hornets lose by? 110?
Yeah, it was really bad.
And 110 to 144, I believe.
So bad.
Yeah.
And Indiana, I hadn't thought of as like being that strong. Like, I kind of was like, it's one of those things where I'm like, is Indiana good or are the Hornets the worst team I've ever seen?
Dominate, stay boning. But he wasn't that good.
He was shut down. He only had two points in the first half.
It was so weird. It's all these guys I'd honestly never heard of.
No, Sumner? Dominate, stay boning. Cody Zeller was owning his ass in the fucking post. I was like, what the fuck is happening? Like, if Cody Zeller is shutting down an important player, that's a bad game.
It was really weird.
Kendrick Perkins says Wiggins is the X factor for the Warriors to upset the Lakers.
I guess I agree that that's true.
Wiggins is going to have to score some points. In order for the Warriors to come out and beat the Lakers, Wiggins is going to have to put the ball in the basket.
He really doesn't understand.
I could get killed for this.
Perk.
I could get killed for this. They're going to eat me up on the Twitchers.
Perk, don't do it. I don't want to see it happen.
I could get murdered. But the Lakers are a smart defensive team. And they are going to shut down Steph Curry.
Stop.
But they're going to leave Andrew Wiggins wide open.
There's a knife-wielding madman outside the studio door.
Cut his
feed. He heard you say that.
He's coming
right now.
To kill
me. Cut his feed now.
He's coming to kill me.
This is Perk's Zoom frame every time. This is just for the video people.
Yeah.
It's from below with his head up really close for some reason.
Well, he's got a swear word written in the corner of his ceiling, and he doesn't want anyone to see it.
I put together a devious game. If we want,
to
start with a devious game.
Hey,
devious games, the new Lifetime
show. So you're wrong for this one.
This game is called Alert the Mods. I was reading our NBA comments and I found some that devolved into just personal attacks and fights.
A flame war?
Yes.
On Reddit?
And so you get to guess what player these comments are about, okay? And you only get one guess. No guessing constantly. So you wait until you really feel like you have all the information, and then you can guess, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Here's the top comment. I'm probably one of the few people who doesn't hate blank. A lot of the reactions to his comments here are definitely overblown. A lot of people don't hate blank. Well, in general, he's definitely a fan favorite, but on RMBA, the average user here views blank negatively. That's because the average RMBA user is a lonely white dude completely disconnected from reality or social life.
Preach.
Didn't need to have race in there, lol. Nah, he's right. It still isn't important. Someone points out the city that this person lives in and says, LMFAO, Guy replies, still doesn't matter. Race doesn't define people, lol. Ironic coming from a blank fan. So because I support a team, I'm instantly a racist? Fuck off. Straw man, keep crying. No, it isn't. I said race doesn't matter, to which you said ironic coming from a blank fan. That is obviously an attempt to call my city and the blank fan base as racist, and I'm sick of it. So fuck off. Damn, I wonder if blank feels the same way. Everywhere was racist in the 60s, moron. And by the way, that is a straw man. End of thread. What team? What player? Bonus if you can name the player, the other blank player from the 60s.
Well, was it? So is the team the Boston Celtics?
The team is the Boston Celtics.
And is correct. It Bill Russell?
The 60s player is Bill Russell.
We knew that. I'm trying to figure out who they're talking about.
What player would this fan interject to say that his potential hatred of this other player has nothing to do with race?
Kyrie?
Correct.
Wow.
Wow.
This is a really, really bad thread overall. It was it's a video of Celtics fans yelling fuck Kyrie after the play-in game. And it's just like a normal streamable video of the fans yelling this, and it has 1,100 comments. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Next. Okay.
I love these devious games, and one of the pleasures for me is watching Carl.
Watching what?
Is watching Carl, just who has successfully, I think, disconnected from a lot of internet discourse, and which is impressive and commendable. But he gets it served to him on a plate sometimes on the podcast by the Hayes man, and I just see it like leaving burn marks all over. He just
this hates. Is a fun one.
Yeah.
Okay.
The commentary.
Show parent comments. Okay. Finally, people will stop posting every single play blank does. Most overrated player this year by far. Guy does a normal pass, ends up on RMBA with 500 upvotes. When he was injured and sitting on the sidelines, people were still posting that as highlights. Someone says, not going to lie, it was next level beginning of the season. Things like above average assists and taking a step back three were individual highlights on both here and all the mainstream highlight pages. It died down for the most part after the start of the season, but it was pretty dang weird to start out. Someone says, there's a difference between legitimate NBA player and actual star. Blank will only win blank award because of narrative, because marketing, and because he's been the best stat-wise, guy replies. There's only one player who improved every game. Blank isn't even up for debate, right? It's blank, and it's not even close. You are delusional. Wait, where are my comments?
Is this Jokic?
Oh, yeah. No, wait. No, it's not Jokic. You are delusional. Lol. Okay, Chief. Couple of flashy passes that they think he's Blake.
I can't run from it.
Chief. 72 good games, and it's still better to have a good... Oh, okay, wait. A couple of flashy passes, and they think he's blank. Couple of not shitty games post-All-Star Blake, and they think he's blank. 72 good games, and still it's better to have a good game than a good pass. Damn, you're ignorant. Thank God you could use his injury as an excuse for not winning blank. You might want to watch the games. I watched all blank and blank games. The race isn't even close. Whatever helps you sleep through those cold, blank nights, Playboy.
Mm.
Seen almost all blank games since 1992. So go cry with mommy now and tell her blank won blank by a landslide. Flexing emoji. LMAO, you pre-butthurt, blank's gonna win. What award are they fighting over, and what two players are they... are they fighting over for who will win?
Oh boy, I'm gonna have to guess. I want to guess Luka so bad, and I want to guess the award is MVP, and I want to guess is Chris Paul and Steph Curry.
Okay, I'm thinking. Okay, I think that's wrong. Now I feel like I have a handle on this. It's Rookie of the Year, and it's LaMelo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's LaMelo versus, and who's the person who played 72 good games? Because LaMelo was injured, and then his fancy passes are what they're like clowning on and saying they're like normal passes.
Oh yeah, I didn't think about it like that. You might be right.
Those are two of the things, and then who is the person who should win it, or who they think should win it, who's been like more solid all year?
Anthony Edwards.
Oh yeah,
Anthony Edwards is correct. That was the fill-in. Was whatever helps you sleep through those cold Minnesota nights.
Yeah, yep.
That should tip it off. But the bay can get a little cold too. And Phoenix in the dead of winter at night can get a little chilly. You know, the desert, that desert hawk.
Yeah. The Wolves fan said you are delusional. The Hornets fan said, "Lol, okay, Chief."
Oh, that's really cool.
Okay, last one. This is a short one. The prompt is a person drafted in the last 5 years that you thought would have made a leap to be a superstar, but never made it. And this person says, blank. And the reply is, he's basically there. He hasn't taken the next level yet. I guess so, but I think it's debatable. He's averaging 26.4 this season. I guess my definition might be off. Do you consider Tatum a superstar?
Damn, I thought I was going to guess him.
I would put blank a tier below Jason Tatum. Okay, you are stupid then. That's that. It ends there. For the record, I agree with this. But they're arguing over whether this person is a superstar. And I do think this is like kind of the quintessential argument of like, is this person a real superstar now? Average 26.4 this year. I agree he's a tier below Jason Tatum.
Right.
Can I get the conference he plays in? Or no, is it too much?
He plays in the West.
Drafted the last 5 years. Plays in the West.
This other person says, I would say they're at the same level offensively, but Tatum, due to his size, has a lot more defensive potential.
Mm. He's not talking about Luka. Luka is a superstar.
Mm-hmm. Ja?
It's not Ja.
I guess I don't know what anyone averaged this year either.
Damn, that's a good question.
This is good. This is good. I want to figure
I can keep
it out.
Going. Is he a
Devin
superstar?
Booker?
It's not Devin Booker. Is he a superstar if he plays on a bad team? I like blank and think maybe the answer is yes, but I also think he's got to prove he can get to another level similar to what blank said.
De'Aaron Fox?
Mm-mm. We talked about this on the show. On a bad team? Are you stupid? blank seed in the West and nephew's still calling the bad.
Donovan Mitchell? No.
Donovan Mitchell, that's yeah. right. The level oh. thing was the next yeah. level thing was a, yeah. was a clue.
yeah.
They when are Jack the one seed. That.
They are the one seed.
They are the one seed. We I think we yeah. gotta start putting if they play the Lakers in the first round, if because I just now thought of something here, right now.
Yeah.
I was thinking, you know, the most people are thinking that the Lakers are gonna mop Steph and them boys tonight. Kendrick Perkins thinks Andrew Wiggins is the X factor. I was just thinking, and we were talking about this earlier with a couple other buddies. LeBron and those guys might want to drop to the AFC, and you know, because for the narrative, I personally don't believe that the most successful team in the history of the NBA with one arguably the GOAT and another generational talent is a true AFC. Mm-hmm. Like they aren't the San Antonio Spurs of this year. I think they would rather play Utah.
Really?
Mm.
I think they would rather play Utah. I think for strength of schedule wise, I think they'd rather play Utah than Phoenix.
Sorry, this is very interesting, and I want to talk about it, but I have to defend the fact that I didn't pick Donovan Mitchell for that last thing, and I was thinking about him the whole time you were describing the specifics of like what he had done and the way people talk about him. And the reason I didn't was because of the title of the Reddit thread, which I don't think we had been given at any other point. But the idea that it said, who did you expect to be a superstar that was drafted in the last 5 yeah. years that hasn't achieved it, where he has so drastically outperformed his draft expectations.
It is a strange prompt, and it refers to a person drafted in the last 5 years.
And that is why I thought Donovan Mitchell, that's why I even said Donovan Mitchell, no.
Yeah.
And I thought about him before and I went, but no one would answer that because like I don't think anyone expected him to be a superstar. He was like the 11th pick and people sure. thought he'd be it's solid. And then he, yeah, so it's the wrong thread. Anyway, why do you think the Lakers would rather have Utah? You just think they're not scared of him?
I think they're not scared of them at all. I think it's a little bit of a better matchup. I think the Lakers are better than both Phoenix and Utah at full strength. Mm-hmm. But I think right now, while they're still kind of remedying health stuff before Bron's roids and his ankle kick in a couple weeks, I think they can get through Utah easier. And I also believe that.
And that Phoenix is flukier or something that they could have.
To kick in.
What'd you say?
The steroids take a while? I don't know the answer to this. Do they steroids take a while to kick in?
Steroids take a while to kick in. A couple weeks?
Yeah. Like the vaccine.
You can't lay down and you got to sleep with your ankles in the air.
You don't have much circulation in your ankle.
Yeah.
So it's harder to move the steroids around.
Mm. Yeah.
I think Phoenix, you're right. Like Devin Booker can just have like a 60-point game or something and go nuts. And Chris Paul is like, I'm sure, very annoying to play against.
Yeah, he's the point guard. I don't know if they beat the Lakers in a 7-game series, but I do annoying. Think that I do think it goes to 7 as opposed to I think Lakers finish out Utah in 6. I'm not putting no respect on Utah's name, but if they pull off, if they do end up, if the other way around and they play Steph Curry and company and they win, who would they play next? They would play us next if we win.
If they play, yes. No. If they end up in the 2-7.
Oh, that's the 2-7.
Then they would play the 3-6 winner.
Yeah, that's us in Dallas.
No, we're 4-5.
Oh, we are? Oh, shit. We are. Oh, yeah, because we lost that last game. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. By accident. We lost it by accident.
By accident. Was definitely not
tried
on purpose.
Tried really hard.
We tried. Oh, my God. We had Yogi. I mean, honestly, if I'm putting my money on a player to win, I'm putting it on Yogi Ferrell. And Jay Scrubb, who's playing his second game of his career. Who comes out of junior college. I'm putting it on them. We tried hard.
We put our best players on the floor, and we came up a little bit short.
I mean, we put Zoo out there. Zoo is our best big man. We put him out there for six whole seconds. What do you want?
He was out there for almost a minute.
Almost a minute. Only 54 seconds away from a minute. What do you want from us?
There's also a response to this prompt. Person drafted in the last 5 years that you thought would have made a leap to be a superstar, but didn't. Someone says, Ben Simmons, Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram. And this guy responds, all guys who had their trajectory affected by the Lakers shit show they got drafted into. And someone says, Ben Simmons? And the guy says, I misread it. Relax, big guy.
So confrontational.
Jeff. Oh, my God. That is the internet in a nutshell right there. That exchange. Relax, bro.
It's perfect.
I misread it, bro. Why are you getting your panties in a bunch?
Relax, playboy.
To a person that he can't see.
A very reasonable question to go.
Totally.
Ben Simmons? How was that affected? Like,
relax, big guy.
Relax, big guy.
I honestly relate to I relate to the relax, though, because this week on Comedy Bang Bang, I called Frank Thomas Kurt Thomas. And
sure.
Got eight DMs. Got eight DMs.
Yeah.
Can't
I want to talk about...
Well, like and his nickname was the Big Kurt.
Yeah. That's what I call... That's really what I said. I said the Big Kurt.
Yeah. The Big Kurt.
The Big Kurt in character, Frank Thomas.
Weren't you?
I was.
So that wasn't you saying
it. That wasn't me saying it. That was OJ. OJ's 70-something years old.
He's a weird guy. He says weird stuff like that all the time.
Come on. OJ's got a lot of quirks.
Speaking of getting stuff wrong, I saw some people accusing us of getting wrong that we said that the Warriors won 2 championships with Steph, and people were saying they actually won 3. That's wrong. We were right. We actually have an entire podcast about basketball, so
please
think before you say something.
Back off, big guy.
They won. I'll tell you what. They won 2 with Steph and 1 with KD.
Okay,
yeah, right.
Tell their ass, SC.
And they
the
also
real SC30. The real
and
SC30. And
one
right
other
in front
one
of me.
With KD.
The real SC30 right in front of me.
And they also accused us of not understanding when Kent Bazemore said that Bradley Beal like got injured in the scoring race, that he was implying that Beal was faking his injury so he could keep his scoring level.
Mm.
And actually, we did get that, and I don't even, and that's probably not even what he meant.
If that's what he meant,
you
understood it, and
stupid.
If it's not, you're a dumbass anyway, because. We didn't need to know that. Ooh,
Andy.
A lot of dumbasses out there, big guy. Relax, big guys.
Okay, Chief.
Okay, Chief, LOL.
Take it easy, player.
All right, Andy. Let's news me.
Big piece of news. Blake Griffin.
Yes!
Here
wore
we go.
The shoes.
Let's go.
His new McLovin shoes. It says McGriffin on the shoes. I just want to point that out.
Yes.
That his McLovin shoes say McGriffin.
Love that.
The shoes have sort of a light blue and rainbow colorway, which reflects the colors of the McLovin driver's license from
Hawaii,
the movie Superbad. And the tongue has a stitched on McLovin style driver's fake ID with Blake Griffin's picture in a basketball jersey instead of Christopher Mintz-Plasse's picture. And it says McGriffin.
Mm-hmm. And some other relevant statistics.
There's a video that shows also, let me see if I can find it, the front says Chica, which I don't know if that's a Blake thing, but that's definitely what the character McLovin says in a sort of funny way.
Well, every time Blake dunked this year, he said Chica Chica yeah.
Chica Chica yeah.
Chica Chica yeah.
Okay. And do we have a response from Christopher Mintz-Plasse on this
subject? We do. So first Seth Rogen tweeted McLovin, which is that's correct. And then Christopher Mintz-Plasse said, it's super cool and flattering. People are still into this movie and character almost 14 years later. Plus, the shoes are sick, not just a gimmick. And he said he has a pair coming.
Nice. Oh. Andy, go to the see how much these are, the McLovin 30, Jordan 35s.
Imagine seeing Christian Mintz-Plasse at a party and he's wearing
McGriffins?
The McGriffin shoes. You'd probably, first you'd be like, is that Christopher Mintz-Plasse? And then you'd see the shoes and be like, oh, yeah, I guess it is. This is like pretty solid evidence that that is Christopher Mintz-Plasse.
Yeah. Oh, they're not out yet. But go back.
I don't think they're out.
Buy me those Trump dunks.
Let me get those Popeye the Sailor Man cartoon kicks.
Okay, yeah.
I want these are cool. I want the Trump ones. Give me those Trump ones in the size 14.
God, did you see? So bad to get dunked on in those.
Did you see the Kyrie's jacket? Is this in your news, Andy?
Oh no.
Okay, I'm gonna send you this right now. Kyrie
Space
was wearing
Space Force it. One.
A jacket this week that got some attention. And Andy, you can read the text of this tweet and then show it to them.
All right.
I have now sent you the tweet. Oh, sorry. Who did I say it was?
Kyrie?
No, it was Kemba Walker.
Aha.
Kemba. Yes, it was Kemba. Okay. I did see
that. It's coming, Andy. It's coming in a text. I did the emotional labor to send you this.
I am awaiting the text.
It has been delivered to you.
I have received
delivered.
The text. I'm loading.
I am delivered.
The text is, Kemba Walker was asked about wearing this jacket, which has a flag associated with far-right politics. His answer made it pretty apparent he doesn't know what it means. He liked the colors of the way it looks. No message meant by it. And now you can see the jacket. It is a jacket with a full-on "Don't tread on me" flag.
As big as it could possibly be.
It's very, very large. It looks like something that was flying off the back of a truck.
Kind of sucks that flag got taken over.
Because, I totally agree. The jacket
actually is a pretty hard flag.
The jacket is sick.
The jacket's really cool, and if it was associated with cool people, I would be like, yes.
Oh my god.
That, yeah, sometimes people get something really good and you just have
the jacket rocks. And it's like it's coordinated with his hat and his shoes. And now people are like, hey, you cannot wear this.
One of our greatest flags.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
It's like, you know, so many flags are like, it's a star, or here's three different colors. Yes. And then we got this one flag that says, like, back the fuck off, dude, and it's got a viper about to strike you. This is like one of our main flags that we've had for a long time.
Very historically prominent.
It's been around, and you're just like, oh, shit, like, let's use this flag. But then somebody else had that idea. They're like, no, we're using it. And you go like, all right, never mind, go find something else.
Okay, what else in the news, Andy?
Kyrie Irving and Dennis Schroeder.
Do we have any other suggestions for
other shoes that are coming out?
Yeah, any other shoes that players could wear in the vein of the McLovin shoes?
I could see Jokic wearing some coal miner's daughter boots.
Wow.
Some Sissy Spacek's.
Straight up boots.
Yeah.
Like from the coal mines?
From the coal mines. Yeah. I could also see, Michael Kidd-Gilchrist wearing like McDonald's shoes, like with the arches, but they're tied together. And so he has to like waddle.
What movie is that from?
You know, the McDonald's movie.
Mac and Me?
Ray Kroc story.
Oh, the founder.
Yeah, the founder.
From the founder.
From the founder. Joe Ingles is going to wear giant penguin slippers based on the Billy Madison opening scene where he says it's too damn hot for a penguin like you to be just walking around. So that that's actually going to look really cool. There were some other shoes I saw get announced.
Well, Blake has a whole slate. You know, Blake loves comedy. Blake is a comedy guy.
Mm-hmm.
So he is going to be wearing shower shoes with like a little soap imprinted on him from the movie Let's Go to Prison from 2006. Starring Dax Shepard and Will Arnett. And speaking of Will Arnett, he's also going to be wearing shoes where each tongue has one of the faces of the brother Solomon.
Oh, that's awesome. I had seen, I know that he was going to wear some swan shoes that were, I think, inspired by Welcome to Me, the Kristen Wiig movie where she has like unlimited funds and creates her own talk show. She rides in on a swan at one point. Mm-hmm. That I was pumped on. I thought like, oh, I would wear those probably. And I think that Christopher Mintz-Plasse said he was going to wear them as well.
He's got a pair coming.
He's got a pair coming, which is fire. That's fire to me. I'm trying to think if
isn't there also the swan from Billy Madison that was looking at Adam Sandler while he's
stop looking at me, swan. Yeah, that's more. That one's made of metal because I think that was just part of his tub.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't a real swan. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But the Welcome to Me, it's like that swan is made of swan.
Mm-hmm.
I know that some of the SNL digital shorts are going to be turned into shoes.
Wow.
Yeah, the
DeAndre Ayton is going to wear the Ross Trents. He's Jamaican.
Sure.
Space Olympics.
I believe that I want to say Devontae Graham is going to be wearing some sort of like prison jumpsuit style shoes that are from The Life and Times of David Gale.
Wow.
That like look that to me they looked really cool. I didn't know if we still like were watching that movie, like supporting that movie, you know. Just because Spacey's obviously fallen out of favor.
Sure.
The
message, I think Spacey has been sort of prepping that message for a little while because that movie was like, hey, this guy's not supposed to be in jail or something.
Yeah, I think that was a big part of the story there.
Okay, there was a fight, Andy.
Yes. Oh, and then
Andy
the
always wants to show me a big fight.
Maybe like a...
It's like very threatening, actually, with the way he's like, hey, watch this.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. This is old as hell.
Is it? Oh, shit, it is. Why did it come up? Oh, okay. Yeah, it's all... Oh, no. Okay, this is new. So they got in a fight.
Okay. Yes.
And so
Kyrie and Schroeder.
Yes. You know, they just...
Got in a fight.
It's a classic fight. They're shoving around...
And so this is context. This is Andy's setup.
Yeah. Though I didn't realize. I thought this was more recent. This is
he forgot.
Like a
well, yeah, he didn't know. But
what he thought was.
So, you know, they're fighting. But then, just recently, Dennis Schroeder put a.
Schroeder put
a shoe collection video online. And so he mentioned he shows off his Kyrie Irving shoes. This is all in German, so we'll have to.
Yeah.
Translate.
Our fans speak it.
Yeah, people know what he's saying.
Hinter dem Sprinter kannst du gleich auch noch mal links.
So he says,
das kann ich so nicht machen. Deswegen kann ich den Schuh jetzt auch nicht mehr anziehen. Deswegen werden wir Giveaways machen. Für jeden, der die haben will, ich donate. Egal wer die haben will, schreibt mir.
Giveaways machen.
Wir schicken die.
So yeah.
You can also see, he said behind the Sprinter. That you can see in the reflection that his car in the garage is a Mercedes
Sprinter. I watch his web series. It's actually pretty fun. A pretty fun watch, despite all the German talking.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a fun watch.
So what did he say?
Yes, for the listeners, he says that he's not going to wear his Kyrie shoes anymore after what happened in that game, after their fight.
It's not possible.
He will do a giveaway. So for anyone that wants him...
A giveaway schmockin.
Yes, a schmockin. So for anyone that wants them, he will give them... He'll donate them, so text him.
Size 12. And his number is country code plus 30.
Yeah, it's a lot of numbers, but you'll get it.
1, 2, 3.
Now, I'll tell you one thing. I like his web series. His lady? Let me see. Where's my looks?
Whoa.
That's all I want to say. The viewers can see what I'm talking about here. I'm coveting.
Carl is looking respectfully.
Carl! Carl, stop!
Carl is being very covetous on the show today.
Am I right?
Carl's being covetous on Maine.
Dennis Schroeder's Frau. Dennis Schroeder's Frau.
Oh, Mr. Steel, your Frau is here.
Yeah, what we're dealing with is a Sherna Machin. That's a bit of a Sherna Machin, and I don't normally get this saucy, but yeah. Entschuldigen, madam.
Entschuldigen Sie bitte.
Giveaway schmacken.
Okay. Oh, this is great. I love when my TV news overlaps with my Grey King.
Yeah, this reminded me a little bit of Sean of your show. Matt Barnes has sold a semi-autobiographical show about his post-retirement life. It's about
That sounds really good. Where's it going?
It's going to Showtime.
That sounds great.
It's time for shows.
Sounds awesome. For shows.
It's interesting. Watch it.
You know, one time I was at Hollywood Center Studios and he walked in. We said we gave each other the nod. That was it.
My wife ate Subway next to him. She sat down to have some Subway. Matt Barnes is at Subway eating Subway. I don't know what happened after that.
Mr. Steal Your Frau. Careful around Matt Barnes.
Careful. Is the whole show just like a road trip? A real-time document of him driving 95 miles to beat up Derek Fisher. What was that route? I don't remember. Let me find it.
Look at that. Hold on. Wait a second. Are you close?
Every year in the spring, I like to drive the Matt Barnes to Derek Fisher route. Get in the car, clear my head, and...
This is why I don't like Deadline.
Why?
Demerit to Denise Petsky. Go down.
Not enough comments.
Look at this.
Which part?
The Education of Matt Barnes, a half-hour scripted comedy series starring and executive produced by Barnes.
Starring, too? Wow.
Based on the life of the former L.A. Laker and NBA world champion, Matt Barnes played for like 9 teams.
Yeah. I think of him mostly as a warrior.
I think of him mostly as a Clipper.
He was on the Clippers for quite a while, yeah.
That was his first NBA team in 2004. First team they called him up.
Anyway, God.
Go on.
So here's what I remember as I pull this up. It's not loading for me. Andy, you pull it up. Search Matt Barnes 95 miles. Matt Barnes was getting a divorce, and Derek Fisher did not respect... The any sort of time gap between when he would start dating Matt Barnes's wife, and Matt Barnes drove 95 miles to beat the shit out of him, and I have to know exactly what that route was.
Was it from Santa Barbara to L.A.? Is that what it was?
So they were apparently it was at Laker training camp.
Which is in Santa Barbara, right?
Is that 95 miles? I guess it's pretty close.
Yeah, because it takes about 1 hour and 30 to get out there.
But Derek Fisher, you think Derek Fisher was like in, maybe Derek Fisher was in like Orange County or something.
Wait, where's that at? Govan's house. Huh. Govan. Oh, that looks like, that looks like the beach. That looks like Laguna or somewhere.
Wait. Okay.
Yeah, that might be the OC.
And he was fined $50,000 for telling James Harden's mom, suck my dick, bitch.
Oh, that's rude. That's rude. He got to catch a fade for that one.
And he was fined $25,000 for kicking water. Okay, I like the Santa Barbara.
Wait, no. I just thought it said he had his own Temecula moment. So did he drive from LA to Temecula?
No, that was. You know about the Temecula moment.
No.
Oh, it was Santa Barbara. You were right.
So he went from Santa
Grizzlies
Barbara.
Training camp. It was Santa Barbara to LA. Amazing. Amazing call.
Yeah.
The Temecula moment was a thing on, it was a Twitter fight that two guys got in and one said, meet me in Temecula and we'll fight.
Oh, over Kobe.
Oh, it was over Kobe, yes. And the other guy got in the car and then documented that he was driving to Temecula to kick this guy's ass.
Yeah. Over some Kobe shit.
Yeah, that's right. It was Kobe.
Andy, what is this Nick DiPaolo tweet you have open?
That's the it's Nick DiPaola.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were following wife.
Your favorite.
Just checking out Nick DiPaolo's feed while we're talking. He's a journalist and shoe haver. Blake Griffin, he owns the shoe, I guess. Fire. Okay. J. Cole is here in the Africa Basketball Africa League, and he scores his first points, so we can watch that clip.
Oh, he had a huge block, I saw.
He has a record in Africa. The most steals in Africa Basket qualifiers, 14.
Look at how slow he was going on that fast break.
Yeah.
I couldn't find how you can join, Carl. I saw that they had like a tryout a couple years ago, but that was the only information I could find on how to.
And that was in Africa?
No, it was in New York, I think.
Oh, I would have flew to New York. Andy, give me a ticket
next
to New York.
Spirit.
Okay. Eunice Valanciunas, the game is starting. Memphis is wearing what I think are some of the best jerseys in the league. Why do they still put towels out for everybody who's not at the game?
What's the score? It's
2-0 right now. Ja just got ripped by DeJounte Murray. Ain't that DeJounte, number 5?
Everyone has the Grizzlies in this game. I saw the ESPN experts. They were like 15-4 saying the Grizzlies would win this one game.
I bet on the Lakers. I put 25 on the Lakers tonight.
Can we talk about this? On the show, I want to know, Carl, why is it that you would not like to attend a Clippers playoff game?
I don't want to have to keep the mask on the whole time. It's uncomfortable.
I was thinking of, trying to figure out a way to like watch outside with a group of people or something. But I sort of agree. I went to a Dodger game this week. It was great.
You can take your mask off at the Dodger game because it's outside.
I've seen a lot of people going to Dodgers games and stuff. Yeah.
I eat a lot at the game. Okay. I'm not showing up. Mm-hmm. I'm sodaing up. I'm $26 double marg.
But aren't they gonna let you eat?
No. You have to go outside and eat in like a special place. And then when you come back into the arena, you have to keep your mask on, even in what they call the vaxxed section. And so I just don't want to go. I'd rather go to a bar and watch it.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to the Dodger game, help me figure this out. I got my signature beer, Tall Boy, just like me.
Okay.
And they said, you have to open it now.
Wow.
And I was like, okay. They're like, we have to watch you. Like, all right. And this, they did this for everyone. It was not just me.
Oh, well, this isn't that interesting then.
They make you crack a can. Why do you think that is?
So you won't throw a full can on the field and hit somebody in the head?
Is that really why?
I don't know. I'm guessing.
Great guess.
That is a good guess.
That's a great guess. Once it's open, man, it would suck to throw it. That's, I guess, true. What you could do is open it in front of them, get back to your seat. You've got some tape or whatever.
If you throw a full beer, sure, the beer's going to be pouring out as it spins, you know. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But if that joke is closed, you can yak at that. You can yak at that thing. And it,
this is what I'm saying. I'm going to seal the mouth of it, mm-hmm, so that it basically remains full.
Yeah. I could fill it with sand from the new center field concourse, the Shake Shack area.
Fill it with sand. Yep. Uh-huh. Fill it with sand. That's heavy.
And I could probably still throw it. I wouldn't hit anyone. There's absolutely no way I could connect with somebody from any seat. Pick a seat. Give me the best seat in the house.
You'll be sitting right behind home plate, but then you got to throw it over the, you got to throw it,
yeah,
up,
the backstop
over the
there,
net.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Even the guy in the on deck circle, I don't think he'd even see it. I don't think he'd notice.
Could you get it to the bench? Somebody like in the dugout somewhere?
Could I get it inside the dugout?
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe rolling.
Okay.
I could maybe roll it in the dugout.
There you go.
You get it into the dugout, man.
I just
could
don't
do
trust
damage.
Like, the aerodynamic, like, maybe if I practice a lot, but just like throwing a can like that, I have no sense of like how it would go. Would I try to throw a spiral?
Yeah, you like throw it like a football. A tall boy? If it's a tall boy, you got to throw it like a football.
Oh, yeah. I could see it going end over end. I might put a finger on the back.
Just perfect rotation. All they see is an aluminum bottom.
Yeah, coming right at them.
To their eye.
It's making a humming sound.
Should we save the Matt Barnes, Steven Jackson, Kwame Brown conversation for another time?
What happened with them?
We don't have enough time, fellas.
Oh, okay. All right, good.
I saw some stuff about Kwame today, and I said, I'm not wading into this right now.
That happened today?
It's happened over like the past week and a half or so. I'll tell you a little bit about it. Gilbert Arenas, there's been two separate mentions of Kwame Brown on the All the Smoke podcast. And Kwame Brown, who is a, you know, just the punching bag of the NBA, is he's just fed up. But he's also like kind of like using this as like a clout moment. And I think he's about to get a podcast or something.
Okay.
So I'm definitely on, like, I'm on his side just because, like, I've said this multiple times. You cannot like guys. Like, I there are definitely guys that I don't like in the league. I talk openly about it, but none of these guys are trash. Like, they've reached the pinnacle of...
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody is trash in the league. Kwame Brown did not have the career that he wanted. I'm sure it was because he got drafted number one overall by Michael Jordan, who is a known hard ass. And everybody who thinks they will be able to handle that type of attitude, majority of you could not. And... In a setting like that. And all the pressure that was on him and everything. And everybody uses him. He doesn't get... So, let's think about the other two big busts over the history. You think Sam Bowie and Greg Oden, mm-hmm, both picked by the Portland Trail Blazers, both got injured, so they don't get called out for being as bad as...
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, Sam Bowie gets it hard because he was literally picked before arguably the greatest player of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Oden gets picked before somebody who's arguably going to go down as one of the greatest players of all time in Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm.
Both were what Portland needed at the time, and both struggled with injuries their whole careers. Kwame Brown didn't really struggle with injuries. He just did not pan out in the league. However, he did have a 12-year career in the NBA. Never had to go
play
overseas.
A lot of teams, yeah.
Yeah. He never played overseas. He never played in some smaller league like both Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson did. Here's one thing that all three of them have in common. None of them are going to be in the Hall of Fame. Yes, Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson were more valuable to teams that they were on. That's undeniable. But they both had to play in other leagues. They both, like, you know, and I think that was before the big conversation of mental health and things like that were talked about. Mm-hmm. But now, you know, Kwame Brown, in whatever fashion he's doing it, I don't necessarily agree with the fashion that he's doing it. But the main point that he's putting out is just, like, stop talking about me. Like, stop. It's not cute to, like, use me as the butt of a joke all the time. And both Steven Jackson and Matt Barnes did the thing that I hate the most, which is throw rocks and hide your hands, which they both came back with, like, kind of, like, online replies is, like, hey, man, don't get mad at me. Get mad at Michael Jordan for drafting you at number one overall.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Don't get mad at me because you was weak at basketball. Hey, man, don't sound like you mad, bro. You yeah. mad? And it's like,
why don't you come on our show and we'll work it out, that kind
but
of thing.
They did not invite him on the show. That was the other thing. Okay. He was like, if y'all gonna be talking about me like this, at least invite me on the show.
Yeah,
right.
And then he got mad at Gilbert Arenas because Gilbert is obviously trash in a lot of ways. But, like, not basketball wise, but, you know, as
sure.
a person.
Not the best guy, yeah.
Yeah. And so, like, I get what he's coming from. He's handling it in a way that I wish he would stop. Like, because he keeps, sure. it's like a new video every day of him just kind of insulting them back. But I think you kind of conveyed that in the first message, being like, your point was valid, being like, how do y'all look like acting like internet dudes, getting your fuel from your fans who these guys couldn't even, like, in their wildest dreams, could never imagine what it's like to be in the NBA, especially as a 17-year-old. Like, mm-hmm. and so we're supposed to be a brotherhood. We're supposed to be in this fraternity.
Mm.
Like, why are y'all tearing me down like this? Why are y'all just, like, what's the point? And then he's talking about Stephen A., who also does it. Like, every time around draft time, every time somebody doesn't pan out in the league, Kwame Brown's the first name that gets called out. And I can't imagine the role this guy had to.
Still.
Yeah. And he's just like, stop.
Not 25. 20 years later.
20 years, exactly. Like, he got drafted at 01.
And he...
He went on to have a 12-year career in the NBA.
He got drafted immediately. The greatest player, the most famous athlete in the world, dismantled him mentally from day one.
And then he goes to play with his protege.
Yeah,
in Kobe Bryant, who was also known to do the exact same type thing.
Both, yep. Certainly for Jordan. Jordan's nickname for Kwame Brown was a gay slur, called him that every single day.
Come on, man.
But here's something I wonder. Well, not the point, but I wonder why Anthony Bennett never got that. Like, people don't talk about Anthony Bennett still, and he was out of the league way before
Kwame Brown.
Well, here's why I think. When Anthony Bennett was selected, everyone was shocked. No one expected him to be the number one.
That's right.
Kwame Brown, I think, was seen as a no-brainer number one pick, sure. who anyone would have taken number one. So somebody like... And really, the comp there is Markelle Fultz.
Yeah.
Like, every team in the league, except supposedly the Celtics, I think, was going to take him number one. Ainge claims he would have taken Tatum regardless. But that's, you know, nobody could know. But the traditional logic was to take him. When Anthony Bennett got picked, there was not a single, like, article or anything you had read that had him at number one on the draft board. And the... You know,
that was a really bad draft, too.
Bill Simmons, who was doing the show, will tell you that he was shocked and that he expressed that on the thing, just being like, what is happening right now? Because
that's right. He did that draft.
Yeah. Oladipo, I think, was probably supposed to go number one. And then there was,
he was
some other people in the conversation of like, he's a good player who has a pretty clear ceiling was the feeling, and there's some people with more potential, but nobody thought Anthony Bennett was supposed to. So I think that, like, that gets put on the Cavs more than it gets put on him.
Was the 2001 draft? Who was in that draft? Pau?
Let's see.
Wasn't that good, I don't think. But I don't really... I think it was like... Was that Tyson?
That might have been 2002. Tyson Chandler and those guys.
2002 was Yao.
Kwame Brown was number one. I think Pau Gasol was in that.
He was number three.
Tyson Chandler wasn't that. And Eddie Curry was four. Jason Richardson.
Eddie Curry, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
Shane yes, Battier. Yes. Eddie Griffin, who I don't...
Zach Randolph.
Dasanga Jop. Roddy
White. By the
way,
you know
Joe
who
Johnson.
Was in the Anthony Bennett draft was Giannis.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Also, wow. Anthony Bennett also sure, did go to Cleveland. Anthony Bennett went to Cleveland,
mm-hmm.
which I think the market does play...
It
I mean, Philly's a pretty Philly's a pretty big market,
yeah.
But Philly's a pretty big market. But it was the Jordan thing that got Kwame, and then he immediately went to the biggest market in sports. And so, and it was around it was when the Lakers were like the Lakers were trashed those years that he was there, 05 to 08, they were trashed. Like one of those years they didn't make the playoffs, and nobody was going to blame Kobe for it. Mm-hmm. It can't be Kobe's fault. Because they had to rally, like, it had to be somebody else's fault. Oh, it's Smush Parker's fault. Oh, it's Kwame Brown's fault. Why are y'all not talking?
They always say, oh, 06, oh, the Smush Parker years.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's not Kobe's fault. It's not Kobe's fault that he's not a leader and he can't rally these guys who are NBA talents to play well for him.
I'm sorry. If your name's Smush, you're a legend in my book. I will not hear any slander. If you're, buddy, if I could change my name to Smush right now.
Smush Clements.
Smush Clements.
That's cool.
We'd be doing better. The show would be doing better. You would be making more money.
I mean, Smush and Sean are not far. Like, that could be, Smush could be a nickname for Sean. I'm from here on out, I'm calling you Smush.
I'll take it. Smush Clements.
Smush Clements.
That feels good.
That's great.
Smush Tart is something you can do or eat.
I need something interesting that's closer to mine. Like, call me Clap.
Crush Tart.
Crush tart. Clap tart.
Clap tart.
Both of those sound kind of suggestive, to be honest.
Crave
tart. I want them to.
We have to do another podcast. How are we going to finagle this chop tart?
That's cool.
How are we going to finagle this handoff between two shows?
Know. I think Kevin has a separate...
Oh, yeah.
Room for you to be
in a separate room.
We got a separate room, all so right, we got to go to that one. And Andy's going to need this audio right now.
No
this
songs,
goes up tomorrow.
No Travoltifying. I'm going to send this audio to Andy. We're gonna. This is the life. This is the life.
I'm going to try to get this to you right now before we start the next show, Andy.
Let me
we
go
did have time to talk about that thing that I hadn't heard of, and we did have time,
and we solved it.
Yeah.
Let me go in that other room and go. All right, y'all. I'll see you later. And you go, hey. Like how Colin Cowherd does on the show before him.
Yes.
Coming up next on The Herd, it's The Herd. All right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.